Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I am Kendall.
And I am Janelle. And this week we have a very exciting episode, another one that requires your participation.
Mm-hmm.
So thank
required.
You all. Yeah, required. We yes. have been having a lot of fun doing these episodes where you guys submit different stories, scenarios, whatever. Recently, we did one that was spilling your secrets, which was, oh my God.
That was so funny.
Oh, so funny, dude. I like amazing. You guys are very spicy.
I keep thinking about Scab Eater.
Same. Which, side note, we go to a chiropractor and he's very like, he's just like a conservative fellow. Like, he's not one to probably find this shit funny, but he like somehow found our Instagram, has been watching the little shorts that we post, and he was like, this is hilarious. And I told him about the secrets one, and he was like, give me some examples. And I was like, all I could think of was the scab eating one and like the pooping on the chest one. I was like,
oh, yeah, you can't tell him about that.
No, I was like, you're just going to have to wait and see what we
come up
with,
bro. What kind of fucking podcast are you two making?
No, but he like, oh, he always brings it up. I'm like, dude, this, we are not, we don't have the same sense of humor at all. So I don't know why you're watching this. It makes me feel so weird. But anyways, this week we are doing Am I the Asshole Sesh Edition.
Right.
We asked you guys to submit some,
and I'm really excited to see.
I'm very excited
what you guys submitted for sure.
Mm-hmm,
I love these ones. Normally, we just get them from Reddit when we've done it in the past, and we got a few off of Reddit today, right? Or just one?
Yeah, we just have that one that you requested.
It's so funny. Yeah, I heard this one. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So, but we are gonna go through all of those. I'm very, very excited for this episode. It's gonna be hilarious.
Me too.
I always love getting my laughs in when we record this. We record on Mondays.
Yep.
It's a good way to start the week.
It is. It's a great
with
way to
some
start
LOLs,
week.
You know?
LOLs.
Oh, and we also have...
I was going to say 3 onions.
Yes. I don't know if you guys... Can you guys see them?
On the main screen, yeah. We have 3 white onions here, yellow onions.
Mm-hmm. And the reason we have 3 onions is because someone told us that, like a few weeks ago, that we should start having the vegetable representation or the fruit of the size of the baby every week. That it'd be fun to kind of track her growth here on the show. But as we've discussed many times, the reason that they use fruits and vegetables often for these is because babies come in different shapes and sizes, like fruit and vegetables do.
Mm-hmm.
So today, let's see. So by the time that these episodes go up Thursday, it's pretty much the end of the week. So this is the end of Onion Week when you guys are seeing this.
Onion Week this week. It's nice. The theme is onions. We're like Shrek or the Grinch. Which, P.S., I was going to say you would because you love onions.
Not right now, though. How much I have onion breath the whole episode.
I'd be so into seeing you do that.
Oh, I would definitely
love
do
that.
It.
Right?
Mm, yeah. It's yummy, guys. It's not bad at all.
I love onions.
Oh, I hate onions.
Really?
They're so
I'm not an onion gal.
Nothing is better than the smell of sauteing onions and garlic.
Yes.
Okay, that is
true. I will die on that hill.
Mm-hmm.
I want a candle that's scented onions and garlic.
Absolutely delicious.
So delicious. Anyways, what
my app also suggested pomegranate, but those are harder to find in Colorado this time of year. So we got onions instead, and we have 3 sizes of onions here to represent the different possibilities.
That's right. We have a tiny little guy here who's probably like a 4-incher. Then we've got like a probably a 5-incher, and then like a good 6-incher.
So this app which is the Flow app, and I pay for that one. So I like to think it has the best information.
Okay.
That one says 5.1 inches this week. So, okay. Oh, these are like too small. That's a big onion.
That's a big ass onion. Maybe this way?
This way.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's around 5. So the biggest one is probably the closest to what she actually is.
What are the other apps saying? I'm sure they're like all roughly the same for as far as inches. But yes, we also have a ruler here. I don't know if they all say inches. Isn't she supposed to like triple in size or like something in the next few weeks?
This one says 5.6.
Okay. So yeah.
So it's definitely the biggest one.
Yeah.
If not bigger than this. Damn.
But she could be smaller.
She could be. But that's what they say about that size would be average. She could be bigger.
Wonder if she weighs as much as the onion.
They're all saying this one says 5 inches. So right around 5, 5.5.
Okay, cool.
Somewhere like that.
That's a fucking huge onion.
Dude, this is big.
That's inside of you.
And it feels like it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was telling Janelle earlier, I can really feel my uterus. Like when I laugh or sneeze. I was almost crying yesterday because I was sneezing so much. And every time it felt like I was going to pee myself, and then it just hurt. Like it just feels like there's a ball of pain.
Oh my God.
It's not good.
Damn.
And I'm starting to get really bad back pain.
Ugh.
Like pelvic girdle pain, it's called. So
isn't that more on your cooch area?
I have that too, a little bit, but mine is mostly, I don't know if it is girdle pain then, because mine is like upper pelvis. It's just sort of the touch. Like Josh tries to massage it and sometimes he does it too hard and it just it feels like bruised.
Damn.
Yeah. So I wasn't too happy of a camper this weekend.
Sorry.
And I was laying around a lot this weekend and I noticed that actually hurts more. It's almost better to break it up with walking during the day, but I was like having a really lazy weekend and I was just watching TV and chilling in bed. I think
that kind of makes sense because sometimes I feel like if you lay down or in one spot for too long, you kind of get stiff, you know?
Yes.
Like where it's better to like, especially, you know, that's why they say after surgery, when you can, to meet that muscle and body part, whatever. So.
But then it's also like last week I was on my feet for 2 hours straight and I was so fucking sore after. My feet were on fire, dude. I was like, I don't know. I always thought that was more towards the end, but I guess the whole time your feet can be sore and
Are your feet swollen at all?
They feel swollen. They don't look that swollen, but they just feel, I don't know. Weird. Sometimes they feel pretty fiery.
Damn.
Ooh, I know.
Dude.
I know. Then, I got heartburn the other night at like 5 a.m. So I was up from like 5 to 7, just like randomly by myself.
Oh my gosh. That's fun.
I was so annoyed.
You can take Tums though.
I did take Tums and that helped.
Does it help?
Guys told me that I could take Tums.
That's good.
But we're doing something fun this week. We're going to go see baby after all.
You are?
Yeah, we're going to go to one of those ultrasound places Wednesday night.
Oh, okay.
I'll be sure to record a little vlog ski.
Yeah,
if you watched our vlog last time, Josh was pretty pissed that we didn't get to do an ultrasound.
Is this the 4D ultrasound?
Huh?
Is this 4D ultrasound or is this just a regular?
Oh, 4D. I thought you said 40.
Sorry, is this a 4D?
4D. I don't know. I think it's 3D. This place only does 3D and 4D. What they do at the doctor is 2D. So it'll be different looking.
Interesting. Huh.
Because there was a lot of comments last week saying that it's better to go sooner than later to get the 4D.
Really?
Yeah, because some people were saying, there was a few comments that were saying that the baby was too big, so they couldn't get a clear picture.
Yes, I've heard that too. Yeah. It's harder to get it because then it's kind of just their face. Which is nice because then you get like a close-up of their face later on. But I've heard it's good to do one at this point too. And if you didn't see my vlog, I was kind of upset this last time because the time before, their machine wasn't printing. So I didn't get a printout. So I thought they were going to do it again.
Brought that up or
I know
or I asked them to...
Bitched out on that.
Weird. Because I feel like they would be able... I don't know. Maybe I guess insurance, I guess you can't just like do it again.
Or maybe they like had it on record.
That's what I was wondering. I'm like, do they keep that on record?
They probably did. I have no idea.
Do ultrasounds record while they're being done?
I'm not sure.
Huh.
Because I don't know if she took any stills last time.
Right.
She didn't print them. But yeah, I was hoping that I could get one done last week. So then Josh this week just like started looking it up. He's like, let's just go do one and get it printed so we have a copy of her around this size.
Mm-hmm.
While you can still see like the whole baby on the screen.
Right.
Their head or their shoulders.
Bean.
I know.
So that's on Wednesday, you said?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Wednesday night.
Yay.
I'm really excited for that.
I'm excited. Yeah, it's so cool that you can do that.
I know. Modern technology.
Yep.
A lot of people felt bad for Josh. I thought people were going to be like, oh, he's a brat.
He's a brat.
Stop. That's just how it is. But a lot of people really, they're like, poor Josh. Let him see his baby.
Well, then it was really interesting because a lot of the comments, because you had asked, what's it like in other countries? And a lot of people were saying that you don't even get to like pick your OB and stuff.
Yeah. That's what I said in the vlog too.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. What my friend had.
That's very interesting. So they just assign you to it and that's that.
Wait. Oh. Yep. So like in other countries, they just assign you the doctor and you
sometimes.
Okay.
A lot of places free healthcare.
Right.
It's like an automatic, you get signed based on your area that you live.
Interesting.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to see her. Yay. It's going to be so cute.
Me too. I'm little really looking onion. Forward to it. But yeah, I definitely feel even more pregnant this last week. Like, I think it's a big growth spurt from week 16 to
any
week,
flutters?
18. I don't know. I've had some moments where I'm like, that could have been.
Right.
But I'm like, is it digestion? Yeah. Is it gas? Right. I don't know.
Damn.
It's weird.
They say that if you become pregnant again with your second, third, whatever pregnancy, that you almost know right away, because I guess you can like tell the difference. Whereas like when it's the first time around, it's an experience you've never had before.
Yeah.
Or a sensation you've never felt. So it's almost like, is it that? Is it not that?
Is it a fart or is it the baby?
Right.
Exactly.
What the hell is it? Mm-hmm. Is it a poo passing through? We don't know. Anyway.
It kind of feels like indigestion.
Yeah.
Things are brewing in there.
Right.
But I don't know, because it's not as much of it.
Sure.
It'll be just like a random thing here and there, and then nothing else happens.
Interesting.
It could be. You'd think that with something this size, if it's moving in there, you just feel it.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> That's wild to me.
I know. And it's probably bigger than this.
That's wild. And you don't feel it?
I don't think so.
Because, like, you can feel this.
Yeah. And right? It does kind of feel like a little poke.
Wow.
Actually, this weekend, I was in the bath. It was fun. Josh was, like, shopping for baby clothes. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see what he would find. He picked a bunch of cute stuff. But I had to really coach him because he kept buying all these, like, summer things for when she's 6 months, which it'll be January next year.
Oh, yeah. That'll be the middle of the winter.
So I had to cut down, like, half the stuff he picked out. But anyway, I was sitting in the bath, and he was just, like, hanging out with me out on the outside. And there were two moments where I felt what felt like a kick, but a fucking kick. And I'm like, I don't think that was a baby. I think it was something pulling but I had like a pain in my back that made me swing around like fast. Like, ah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, damn.
It felt like,
twice. Like a big old punch.
Yeah. I was like, it felt like she like really punched me. But there's no way with how small she is that it would be that.
Painful. Yeah.
Painful.
Right.
I don't know what it was.
Well, then last week you were saying that you were feeling kind of like, not crampy, but like tight. Like, you were saying like your stomach felt really like strained almost.
Yeah, it goes through random times like that too.
Wow.
Where I get kind of cramped up.
That's wild.
It is. Pregnancy is wild.
Holy shit, man.
It's a journey.
It's a journey. Yes, it is. Well, anything else going on with your weekend?
No.
She says no.
Love is Blind reunion.
Oh,
I wish I could talk
I was
about that,
say.
But you haven't seen it.
Yeah. So yesterday she texted me. She's like, I really wish you watched this show because I could talk about for an entire hour on the sesh. And I was like, how many episodes is it? And she was like, 11. And I looked it up and they're like, what, an hour long each?
They're like 40 minutes.
I was like, I don't think I can physically watch that much, but before tomorrow's episode.
Be like 9 hours straight.
Yeah. I was like, I gotta go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Now I kind of want to watch it because I feel like I'm out of the loop.
I think you should just to watch it because this guy, Shake.
Okay, I keep seeing. Wait, hold on. I need to look up
that
a picture
of him. That guy needs
his
ass beat immediately.
Oh, absolutely.
He's such a douche. I hate
really?
Him so much. I hate him even more now. The reunion made me hate him so much more. He's awful.
I restarted it because, like, I watched the last episode with my friend.
Yeah.
And, like, I'd watched a little bit with her here and there. So, like, I kind of knew what was going on. But this weekend, I, like, binged it. And I'm on, like, episode, like, 7 or 8, I think.
It's good.
You would
I
love
started
it,
rewatching
Janelle.
It yesterday just to, like, because it was interesting watching their relationships develop from the beginning now that I knew who ended up together and stuff. But one thing I noticed is they cut so much of all the other people that were part of the experiment. You, like, barely see anything. unless it's the like final group of people that ended up moving forward. They pretty much cut out everyone. And
so doesn't that give it away then?
Kind of.
Like if you had, now that you know that, if the next season comes out, are you going to be like, oh, well, these people obviously are the finals.
Yeah, I think you could easily pick that out watching it, that, oh, this person's probably going to be, because they're getting a lot of screen time. This person got 1 minute.
Are there people from, because this was a second season, right?
Yes.
Are there people from season one that are still together?
I don't know. Actually, Curly, will you look that up?
Yeah, I'll look that up real quick, because I was wondering the same thing.
There was a couple really cute couples last time, or like maybe one that I really liked. But this time it was really only one that I liked at the end. But yeah, it's quite interesting. You should watch it. The initial conversations are interesting.
Really?
Yeah, the fact that they're just like in these boxes. Oh, and to correct, not everyone has to bring a ring. That was one thing I got confused about last time we were talking about this.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Some of them can bring a ring. One person brought like a ring pop. And then I said someone had their great grandmother's ring. It was actually just his mom's engagement ring, but still.
I thought it was a great grandmother's too.
You have to bring one.
That would have been better.
Like Neil Lane from The Bachelor doesn't roll in.
No, I was like, there's no Neil Lane situation. Damn it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay. Yep. So some people just bring random rings.
Huh.
And it's kind of one thing that I was annoyed with rewatching it. Is they really try to make it about like, oh, this isn't about looks. It's not about race. It's not about, you know, any of the physical features that people judge each other for. It's just about love. And you're like really fine. But then the people that end up getting through are like really good looking people.
They're all,
you know,
attractive.
Like there's not that many that
it's
are like
rigged.
You know, like I wish there was more like, wow, this is a really a couple that you wouldn't necessarily put together.
Sure.
That are, but like everyone kind of looked like,
yeah, you guys. I could see you guys together.
And then there was like the first thing that they show is this woman who's a bigger woman and she's talking about her insecurities. And she's like the first one they film. And they, of course, ask her about insecurities.
Of course.
And they ask everyone else about other random shit.
Of course.
But her is the insecurities.
Right.
And she gets like 1 minute of air time and then everyone is pretty thin that actually goes through. So it's like, I think it could be better.
You know what?
The concept's great. Could be a lot better.
I think is fucking trash. The fact that The Bachelor and Bachelorette, like there's only ever super skinny, athletic looking people
on there. It drives
me
fucking nuts. That's another show I'm watching
right now. Do plus size people like not, they're not allowed to go on The Bachelor? Like what the fuck is that?
Oh, I know.
It's the weirdest shit to me. I've never, like, and I've been watching The Bachelor for a long time. Never have I seen that happen.
Aren't they like always like thin white girls or like thin white?
They used to be, but then they got their, they got kind of canceled for that. And so now they're a lot more diverse. So I'm like, that's nice. It took you basically to be canceled for that. Great.
Yeah.
But,
And they got rid of Chris Harrison. So now it's like some random guy that's doing it.
Oh, it's a guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's pretty good. He's very hosty. Oh. The other two girls weren't as like hosty like Chris Harrison was. It felt a lot more natural. I liked them.
Yeah, I liked them.
I love Kaylin
Bristow.
Yeah.
I love Kaylin Bristow.
They were good. I liked having them. But then this new guy, he's very like,
Welcome to the Bachelor. For sure.
But he used to be on The Bachelor, I think.
What's
pretty good looking. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, that fucking guy. What's his name? Like Colton? Oh, this guy.
The current Bachelor?
Oh, he's
I'm
so
not watching
awful.
It right now.
He's so awful. He like barely listens to these women and he's always just jamming his tongue down their throat.
Ew.
It's so, he makes out with so many people in one episode. Sometimes it'll be like six in one episode.
He's testing the waters.
He's barely talking to them. They'll like say something and he's like,
shut up. Anyway.
This dude doesn't have a lot of thoughts passing by his
Not
head.
A lot of thoughts? Damn it.
At least they're cutting them out if he does have any thoughts.
Yikes.
Yeah, the finale's on tonight. Josh, I gotta watch it. Josh gets so into it. It's hilarious. He's so much more into it than me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't know any of the people's names normally. Yeah. Josh is like, oh, you mean Sarah and
Mike,
you think of this girl? Yeah. And I was just like completely.
Oh, my God.
I'm normally on Sims or like on social media kind of half watching. He is into it.
That's awesome.
So do you remember the couples from last season? Some of them?
Oh, from Love is Blind.
From Love is Blind.
I found the list. Pictures of them. I probably could.
Oh, hell yeah. Who is it?
So the ones that are still together,
yes,
them. I love them. They're
Cameron,
so cute,
right?
Cameron and Lauren.
They were amazing.
I love them.
I'm so glad they're still together.
And then let's see.
Oh yeah, they were good. They were.
They're not
he
together.
Was a douche.
I don't remember him.
Oh, they're
he
not.
He got kind of
douchey. I liked him at first, but he got douchey.
And then Kelly and Kenny.
I don't remember them.
I don't remember them either.
Definitely not together. So most of these people aren't. So far, we have one couple that's still together.
Yep.
Okay.
Great.
Jessica.
The social experiment doesn't really go
don't
too
remember
far.
Them.
Like, well, here's the other thing with Love is Blind. That's so annoying. I feel like the whole, or at least eight of those episodes could be them in the little rooms. It's like two.
Wait, what? I thought the whole thing is them in the rooms and they like are like, yes, I'll marry you, and they walk down the aisle and see each other for the first time.
Nope. They start behind there. They talk for like a day or two before they're fucking proposing already.
And then what's
the
show?
Then they like bring them all to Mexico or something and they like all have a little
honeymoon.
They film them trying to get together and they have
like plan their wedding
before their wedding. Yeah.
That's so lame.
And then at the
I thought it was
they go down the aisle and do they say yes or no? That's the show.
I thought it was that they're not seeing each other physically seeing each other for like the whole time until it's like
that would
time
be
for
better,
the wedding,
right? That would be way better. I think that would perform
Damn
so
it.
Much better.
Are you thinking something like Married at First Sight?
Maybe.
Because I think that's a show where they just like get together and get married on site.
Do they get married right away on Married at First Sight?
Yes, that's like the first episode.
Yeah.
First couple episodes.
So
there.
Okay. Wow. God damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Josh
so
and
wait.
Are big fans of
are the
that
Love
show
is Blind
too. We've
people?
Seen many seasons of that.
Are the Love is Blind people? Are they allowed to like go hook up and stuff before they get married?
No.
So there's no like kiss. Like so do they do they have their first
hook up with each other?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They can have sex. They can do.
So
anything.
What's the basis of like? So what's a typical episode? Just like
it's like do you
typical
make it
reality
to your...
TV drama? Is it
yeah.
like today we're planning the wedding and so and so wants a DJ and I want a band and here's the drama of it like that kind of stuff.
I don't think they actually plan the weddings. The producers, it's like the same venue for all of them. They just hash them out on the same day.
So what are they doing the whole time when they're
just
in
talking like relationship stuff or they'll have a fight. You know, someone will bring up something and the other one will get sad.
Sad.
One chick was sick. When they were on their trip, and how do they handle being sick around each other? And you know, it's stupid. It's really stupid.
Sounds really fucking stupid.
But it's easy to watch.
Was it on Hulu or Netflix?
Netflix. Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
You know, honestly, it is like an hour long, but
I'd probably be into it.
You'd be so into it.
Oh,
you would love it. You would literally love
stupid
this.
And I'm all for stupid.
Me too.
I love stupid. Are you kidding me?
I do too. It's so easy to unwind stupid shit.
That's why. Well, I haven't given my Kardashian update.
Oh, God.
Where
we're
are
all
we now?
Waiting. Where is Janelle at in the Kardashians?
Right now, Kim just got pregnant again.
Mm.
They just got back from a trip to Armenia, and Caitlyn just transitioned. So
nice.
That's
okay,
where I'm
so
at.
A lot has happened. You've watched,
a lot has happened.
Covered a lot of ground in the last week.
I've watched probably a good, like, five episodes or so, yeah. I watched the, like, remember they had, like, an episode called, like, This is... Bruce or Who is Bruce or something. They had like a whole
they had a special
about Caitlyn and like her journey and her transition and everything and
isn't
they
called
it, like
it Bruce?
Yeah, I thought it was so weird.
I thought it was This is Caitlyn.
No.
Or is that her book?
I think that's her book, but on
the
show
spin-off one.
There's like this 2-hour special and it was where they were all doing like private interviews with Caitlyn before she transitioned. But the title of it is like something something Bruce. This is Bruce, I am Bruce, who is Bruce? I can't remember. And I kept being like, why are you guys? Because I don't
that's
know. Because Caitlyn hadn't transitioned yet, so maybe that's why they did it. But
she didn't even have a name. Maybe
no, she hadn't like
come out.
Yeah, like
okay.
So I guess maybe that's why. But
was
that's
this the
it was
episode?
Weird. It's still airing,
right?
Was this the episode that where like all the daughters got together and they were like all like giving their opinion on Caitlyn?
Yeah, some of them were like kind of upset.
Yeah,
I think I
Chloe
this.
Was pissed because like she thought that Caitlyn kept secrets from her or something. I can't remember.
Chris was really mad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chris is very upset. She's like crying every episode
with Caitlyn Jenner.
Wasn't that just
that
petty?
Was
what was that?
Awful.
I think that was like I am Caitlyn. I can't remember. But yeah, that was
there's two seasons of that.
Yeah.
She embarrassed the fuck out of herself.
I never watched it.
I lost all respect for her. At
yeah.
that point.
I'm like, girl,
it was
what
horrible.
The hell?
Some of the shit she was saying was like, dude. Shut the fuck up.
She's kind of a horrible person. No
it's
offense.
Really sad
mm-hmm.
because
yeah,
she could
sad.
Have done so many amazing
mm-hmm.
things to the trans could've. Community. And
definitely
I feel like
didn't.
She just didn't fucking do that.
Mm-mm.
And it's continuing.
In fact,
also,
she's been a force against.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't she like, not to get political, but she was like during the election was like up Ted Cruz's ass, being like,
yeah, she's running.
I'm going to be the transgender voice for Ted Cruz supporters. And I'm like, Ted Cruz does not support what you're doing.
You're very
like, what the hell is going
on? She's very confused. Best to her, but you really should stay the fuck out of politics, is my opinion.
Do you guys remember when we talked about Kardashians a while ago in a previous episode? And we're talking about like how no Kardashian or Jenner has killed anybody.
Oh no, Caitlyn hit someone with a car.
Yep.
Yeah. And that drunk? Person died. I don't know if she was drunk.
I don't think she was drunk.
Oh, it was just a car crash. Accident.
I'm not sure, but it's fucking bullshit. She got away with it.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
With manslaughter.
She's not a great human. Anyway, are you guys ready to laugh? Now that we've had our reality TV roundup here.
That's what we should call it, the reality TV roundup.
We should. That's our lives these days.
That's amazing. I mean, I don't know.
We're all
tell
watching
you.
A lot of TV these days, especially since the pandemic, right? We're all watching tons of TV.
That is what I like to do. I like to, after work, I love my, I look forward so much of the hours between like 8 and 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. or like 7 and 10. I like
zone out time.
I love to sit in my bed. I turn on Keeping Up. I have mm-hmm. this little app on my phone that's like a color by number thing, but you just tap
you still
it.
Love
and
that
it
one?
Oh, I do like two of them a night. I fucking love my,
that's
such
your
a loser.
Chill time. Mm-hmm. It's yep. good. See, that's we were it. Just talking earlier about how everyone really likes Euphoria right now. And tons of people have been asking yes. us to watch that and review it.
Right.
But I think it's too much for me because I'm pregnant right now. And I'm trying to watch really simple content. And it's just too stressful.
I just don't like things that are intense. Anyways, for the TV, so I'll never watch it.
I bet I would like Euphoria, but I don't think it would be
have
good
you
for
watched
me at
it?
This time.
I watched the first season and it's okay. But... you know what I've been watching and I'm loving? It's the show called I Love a Mama's Boy. Oh my God.
I can imagine
I
what that's
about.
Is
that on TLC?
It's on TLC.
That
yeah,
sounds like some good TLC shit. Is it just like about grown-ass men that are
like
still,
at, they're like on their mommy like on their mommy's
on
like,
their mama's tits.
Yeah, yeah. I was say breastfeeding still.
Have you ever been with a mama's boy?
Because no?
I have.
No.
And it was awful Ooh. Twice.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. I was so happy when Josh was like had a normal relationship with his mom.
No, you should watch it because there's this one couple that he is obsessed with his mom. Like he holds her hand instead of holding his girlfriend's hand.
I was with a guy that did that. I think I shared it on the sesh one time.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah. I was straight up with a guy who would hold hands with his mom and his sister while we were hanging out watching TV.
What?
I've told you this before.
What's the code name? Is it one of the Errols that you talked about?
No.
Damn it.
It's not an Errol.
It's not. I'll tell you who it is in a second.
Okay.
But yeah, we'd go to his house and the big thing at their house was to watch Biggest Loser.
Oh, God.
I know.
Dude,
or American
that
Idol,
show.
Whatever fucking show was on at the time. They had like a show
God.
Every night of the week and they would all like hold
Cuddle
hands.
Together.
His sister would hold hands with the dad or he'd hold hands with his mom. And I'd just be awkwardly sitting there every time.
Would you hold hands with anybody?
No. Nope.
They're like, sorry, Kendall, you're not part of this family. You cannot
I
hold
very
our
much
hand.
Got that vibe from them.
Damn.
It was spicy. Interesting.
At least you have a dog to hang out with, anything. You're just
oh, yeah, they had two dogs. That was great.
Great.
Great for me.
Perfect. They're like, pull up an extra chair for Kendall in the corner.
But his mom and him would hold hands for so long, I'd always be like, aren't you like sweating by now?
Is that hand not clammy?
Dude, remember in like middle school, at least this always happened to me, like when I had my little boyfriends, we would hold hands, but we'd be so nervous, our hands would sweat.
Oh, yeah. That happens even with me and Josh sometimes. Like after we've been holding hands for so long, like I think he just runs hot because he'll start getting sweaty hands, and I'm like,
of course he does.
Beat off, bro.
Beat off.
All right. Anyway, let's get into this. Anyway, let's get into Am I the Asshole? I am so excited to hear about these. First of all, we have a follow up from last week.
The
but
toenail
before
eating.
We get into that, we are going to. Have our first break from our first sponsor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right. Let's get into the follow up from last week. This is a follow up on the toenails in the oatmeal canister, you guys.
Perfect.
If you didn't see this was about a girl who was chopping up her toenails into the smallest bits that she could and slowly microdosing her stepdad's
for
oatmeal
years.
For 8 years.
8 years she would put it in the oatmeal canister. That's honestly, it's iconic. Like, that's fucking hilarious. Which, by the way, if you haven't seen that episode, go watch it, because that shit was
really
hilarious.
Funny. Yes. So this is from the younger sister in the family, and she says, my older sister shared your last episode with me and asked me to listen until I heard something familiar. I never knew what she was up to. When I was little, I was just as upset with our situation. They did not like stepdad. I used to take my stepdad's toothbrush and dunk it in the toilet on the regular.
That's hell yeah.
Fucking savage. Looking back, we silently subjected that man to so much nonsense. Are we the assholes? P.S. He has mellowed in old age and we get along fine. That was my question last week. Though I am not sure if I can look him in the eye now.
I would say yes, that's an asshole move, but is it warranted? Like, sometimes being an asshole is warranted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, did he have
first
it coming?
To be the asshole.
Exactly. We don't have enough backup information here. Yeah. But scrubbing the toilet with a toothbrush is fucking savage. That's like almost as bad as like wiping your butt with a toothbrush. Like, I can't imagine.
That kind of stuff, the toilet stuff with the toothbrush and the, it reminds me of my mouthwash incident. And I can't, I don't know, I have to call you the asshole for that because I've been on the other side of that. It's terrible.
But also, you weren't really doing anything to warrant that. What if you were being like a crazy bitch?
Yeah, that's true. I really didn't
know. What
anything.
If the stepdad
I
was like
didn't.
Evil? What if the stepdad, yeah, except for you used her popcorn bowl, you
I know.
Asshole.
Well, just my kidding. Friend did. I defended
oh,
her.
Oh, right, you defended
I got
her. Right,
fucked
right.
up over it.
Yes, that's right. Amazing. Yeah, sorry. I think you're the asshole, but maybe it was warranted, like we said.
Yeah, I Who think knows? You guys are the assholes, but you're iconic assholes.
Yeah. I agree.
Especially the toenail thing. That's pretty good.
Right. I love that. I think about that. I've thought about that every day since we filmed that episode.
I think about that.
Okay. Let's continue. Oh,
am I the asshole for telling my friend I put a curse on her blender? Okay. This happened a couple years ago, but still it's a good story. A little bit of a backstory. I am into witchy things, like having an altar, tarot cards, crystals, etc. I am also a frequent user of psychedelics, mostly mushrooms, and my boyfriend and I were also growing them for personal use at the time. Also, I'm a pretty big stoner. Fast forward, my friend of 10 plus years, who is also a stoner, decided to give me a pretty nice blender because she never used it. Fast forward again, a few months later, and she and said friend had a religious awakening or something. She had recently converted to be a Jehovah's Witness because her boyfriend at the time was. Okay. She called me up telling me that she didn't want to be my friend anymore because I was a witch and a shroom head and that she wanted her blender back. Jeez. I just replied, okay. A few days later, I dropped the blender off at her door and sent her a couple texts to tell her I dropped it off and that I'm blocking her number after this. The last text I sent was, P.S. I put a curse on your blender. I didn't actually, but I was just hurt because a friend of 10 years just dropped me so easily because of my interest in the line with hers. So I heard through mutual friends that she didn't even take the blender into her house after I told her it was cursed.
Oh, that's funny.
Does this make me the asshole?
I don't think so.
No.
I think she's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
I think she's especially the asshole because she gave the blender to her mom.
Oh, the girl
the cursed
giving it
blender,
to her mom?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. But it makes me wonder, is the mom religious? Because it sounds like this woman just became religious because of her boyfriend. So maybe the mom doesn't care that there's a curse on the blender. But I think she's mostly the asshole for being like, I don't want to be friends with you because we have different views.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, you just drop someone like that?
Yeah. Mm. No, I don't think you're the asshole for lying that you put a curse
harmless.
On her blender. Also,
you
that's really funny to put a
on
curse
it.
On her blender.
Yeah, what would a curse blender
like,
do?
Could you do that? Can you curse inanimate objects?
Oh, that's kind of scary. That reminds me of that. There's like some scary movie where the guy like puts his hand on the blender and it turns
oh,
on
God.
And attacks him.
Ew.
And
dude, my worst thing is putting like if you're putting your hand in the garbage display.
Oh, I hate the disposal. Mm-hmm. I won't even get stuff out of there.
Oh my God, the other day. Ugh. I was out. On the internet and I saw this video of this woman that was cleaning her fish tank and she's pouring water out. She accidentally poured the fish down the drain.
Oh, no.
And then was like freaking out and like was able to get the fish out. But I was just like sitting there and having anxiety, intrusive thoughts like, oh my God, what if the fucking dishwasher like disposal turned on and the fish was in there? It was really bothering me.
But just like even cutting it. Ew. No, that's good.
I know. Like just going in there where the blades are, I was really
poor fish.
Disturbed. I had
They're
to
lucky they didn't. get cut up.
I know.
So the other day, I was emptying a can and it fell down my drain a little bit.
Yeah.
And I tried to get it out, but I just ended up pushing it down further and it was like on the garbage disposal side.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing, like I get really bad intrusive thoughts like that sometimes, especially when it comes to something that like something gory like that that could happen. I was stuck my hand in there and like I did it so fast. Like, what if it turns on?
Yeah.
What if it turns? I'm not even touching it, but what if it turns on? And what if I don't have a hand anymore?
I know. I'm so freaked out. Like, I always think, like, what if I just like someone comes over me and I just lean on over and turn it on?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I hate
did you know that you can unplug your garbage disposal though?
I did.
Oh, you can?
You can. It's usually under the sink. You can unplug it.
Oh, that's genius.
So isn't that like kind of nice to know?
Yeah. Next time drop a ring down there or something.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay. Am I the asshole for not wanting my mom to be alone with my baby?
Damn.
Currently pregnant with my first.
Okay. Let's hear it.
My mom and I have an estranged relationship and have since I was taken away from her via CPS as a kid.
Oh,
I already can see why you don't want her around your baby alone. In my adult years, I have gotten back in contact with her, and although she is doing better than she was 12 years ago, she is still hanging around shady people, doing questionable things, and on top of that, she has seizures and does not have her driver's license, yet she still drives. Ooh, big no.
Yeah, that's really scary.
She recently had a seizure while driving on the interstate and hit a semi-truck and is lucky to be alive.
Oh my gosh.
And she's still driving.
Scary.
That's very scary and selfish of her to continue to drive.
Yeah, it is.
She thinks it's perfectly acceptable to drive 20 minutes to come pick up my baby and take him out for the day. And I have made it clear that she cannot do that. It's a safety issue, not only for my baby, but herself and others on the road as well. Yes, it is. I've also made it clear that if she were to babysit, she would need someone else that I approve of with her to ensure safety. Now she's really mad at me and is throwing a tantrum about not being allowed to see her grandchild when that is not the case. Am I the asshole? Absolutely not.
Especially when, and I don't know the circumstances, I don't want to like put the blame on your mom, but the fact that you were taken away from your mom via CPS as a kid is concerning.
Mm-hmm.
Again, don't know the circumstances, but
I feel like you have every right to do that just because of that, even.
Yeah. Well, also just that's a safety risk.
Yep.
If she's having seizures, it's sad. It's not her fault she's having seizures, but like.
And I really think as a mother, you should have the choice to not have someone watch your baby alone, no matter what the reason is.
No matter what the relationship is.
It's not like there's certain qualifiers that make
everyone's
it like
so
bad
different.
Enough.
Right.
Where there could just be someone you just don't trust or you feel like, I don't know. Or I mean, I feel like it's going to be really hard for me to leave our baby with many people. Like it's going to be just difficult. And I think you're the mom, you know what's best for your kid and you got to make those decisions and kind of fuck what anyone else says.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to throw a fit about it, then.
And it's not like you're not, you're saying like she can never be around my kid. Just would like someone else to be there, which I think is appropriate considering she has a medical diagnosis that could happen, like could trigger at any minute, you know?
Yeah. And it really would be appropriate no matter what your reasoning is. I feel like you're the mom and if you aren't comfortable with it, then you shouldn't do it. There's a motherly instinct that you should trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I do not think you're the asshole.
No, I do not think so.
I think your mom's kind of the asshole for throwing a tantrum about it and guilt tripping you about it.
Because like
decisions.
If she feels a type of way, fine. She can say that behind closed doors, but she doesn't need to make you feel guilty about it.
You are the mother.
From what I've heard, mom guilt is horrible enough.
Yeah.
So
I'm already feeling it like tiny little bits.
Really?
Yeah.
Like when you do stuff or just thinking about scenarios and stuff?
Just thinking about scenarios. Just thinking about guilt related to parenting and like.
Sure.
Who gets to be in the room with you or.
Right.
There's just so many things. There's so many things. But at the end of the day, you got to trust your decisions and fuck what anyone else thinks about any of it.
True that. That's how you live
are
your life.
The parent.
Boom.
End of story.
How about this one? Am I the asshole for stealing from church?
Oh, okay.
I stole around $200 from the church donation pile when I was 8. I bought a Nintendo DS and a few games. What kind of games, I would like to know. I never got caught, but it still keeps me up at night sometimes 14 years later. Am I the asshole? You are the asshole.
Yeah.
But
you are the asshole.
I think you could probably like just go donate to another church or something. Or like,
nah, the church gets enough money as it is.
I know. I feel like a lot of people who have been to church, like Josh would probably be like, no, you're not the asshole.
Yeah,
Josh used to steal CDs. I don't know if he'd get mad at me for saying this, but
really
he used
to
take some like Christian CDs from the gift shop.
Isn't that hilarious?
Oh my God.
I know, when he was a kid.
Oh, that's funny. But he was angry at the church. So I don't think he feels bad about it or ever has.
No, he's, yeah.
But I think $200, and plus that's just, that's like other hardworking members of the church's money that you're taking.
That they thought was going
for DS games.
Okay, where were they going to spend it anyway? Where was the church going to spend it? They were gonna pay their priests nice.
Most likely, Curly. Most likely.
I don't know. I have a thing with the church, too.
I get it. And a lot of churches, their donations don't always go towards things that they should.
No. But I think regardless of what they go to, the people who decided
to donate,
they still deserve to have their money go wherever they were.
They were trying to put it towards Nintendo games.
Was it Nintendogs, though? Because then maybe that's fine.
We'll have to reevaluate based on the games
Mario
you bought.
Kart, probably fine.
I'd say you're the asshole, but...
Yeah, you are the asshole.
Don't let it keep you up at night.
No, don't
it's
let
not
it
that
keep
big
you up
of a deal.
Go donate money to somewhere else, or donate time, or donate to the church, or whatever.
Doesn't have to be the church.
Donate
anywhere.
Donate a DS.
Yeah.
Go give your DS to... Actually, no, DSs are old as fuck. Someone would probably be like, what the hell is this? Yeah. I'll throw that out. I don't want this crap. Oh, boy.
Am I the asshole for putting raw eggs in some snitch's snow boots?
Ooh.
Hi, please help me. I'm so conflicted and feeling guilty in all caps. Hello, K and J. I am a sophomore at Massachusetts College.
Okay.
My best friend is an RA, resident advisor, if you didn't know.
Great.
And recently, some of our ex-friends have gone to Res Life and told them that she smokes ganj while on duty. So is Res Life where you report RAs?
I think so, yeah. Mm. Right. It's like the community for it or something. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
So she smokes on duty.
Which she does sometimes, but don't be a snitch.
Right.
Anyway, a whole investigation has opened on her and it's been really upsetting and stressful. I'm so mad on her behalf. These girls are mad at my friend for a dumb reason, completely unrelated to her job, and they decided to mess with her by trying to get her fired. Such a low blow.
Yeah, it is.
That's annoying when they're reasoning. They aren't actually upset about what she's doing. They just want to
get
revenge. That's fucked up. Anyway, these girls live in my res hall, and it's super normal for people to leave their wet snow boots outside of their dorm door.
Oh, boy.
So I was thinking about the situation when I couldn't sleep the other night, and I got angry, and I took it upon myself to grab four eggs from my mini fridge, walk upstairs to their room.
I just have this vision of this playing out.
And put said eggs in the toes of their snow boots.
Awesome.
Oh, I wish I could have seen them put the boots on the next morning. Well, sadly, these snitch girls went straight back to Res Life and told them that they thought my friend had egged their boots, and my friend got fired because of it.
Oh, no.
Res Life also assumed it was her, even though she denied it a bunch.
That sucks.
I haven't told anyone it was me, not even my friend. Oh, no.
Dude.
I feel so bad because I was just trying to defend her, but I don't want to come forward and say it was me. But she's really upset about losing her job. Am I the asshole?
Oh, that's tough so one. Tough. Because you were tough trying to help one. Your friend, but instead you fucked her over.
Yeah. Yeah. You really dug the gravestone in there.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you're the asshole.
A little bit.
I think you're a little bit of the asshole. I don't think you should have gotten involved in your friend's.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
But it's like, you want to defend your friend. I get it, but technically she did break the rules. Obviously, I'm pro weed. Okay? I'm not like, oh, she should lose her job. But you are held to some certain standards as an RA. Oh. And it's kind of like, it doesn't make it okay or cool that the other people ratted on her.
Right.
But it's still against the rules of the university. And there's other people who like try to get those positions and take everything really seriously.
Sure.
And maybe they deserve that spot. I don't know. I mean, I never would report someone else for doing that.
No.
I wouldn't mind if my RA smoked weed, I'd be like, fuck
yeah. I can get away with a bunch of crap.
Yeah. So I can see why you were annoyed, but I don't think you should have inserted yourself in... Especially with the eggs. That's so savage. I wonder. Okay, so it sounds like you didn't crack the eggs in. You stuffed them into the bottom so that they can.
Foot and just
Ooh. That's funny as fuck, though. That's a good prank.
Oh,
that
is a good prank. That's awesome.
I wish you could have that on camera.
Me too. But also, you probably like ruined your shoes.
And bro, you ruined your friend's job. But what would be the use of telling her now?
Right.
She'd hate. I'm kidding.
She might hate you.
No, she'd get really pissed. And there's nothing you can do.
And she can't get her job back already.
Although, no, I was going to say no. Because if you go to the RA headquarters or whatever. And
maybe
like,
if you did early enough.
I think it's a little too late now to come true.
Maybe if she did like immediately.
What are they
going to
do? Hire her back? Yeah. Right. Fuck.
I don't know, man. That's a tough situation. I think they're kind of asshole-y, but you were a bigger asshole.
Yeah, I think you're an asshole.
And your friend doesn't know. That's, I mean, are you the really right thing to do would have been like, I'm sorry, I did this like right away. But now enough time has passed that it's kind of like.
That's the thing. Because now you're going to be like, you're going to look even stupider if you randomly tell her months. I don't know how long it's been, but like a while down the line.
Maybe she's hanging on to this for a few years and she won't care.
Right.
Fuck.
That's almost like a secret. Well, it is a secret, but could have been submitted in last week's
confession. I don't know. I kind of think you're the asshole. I'm sorry.
Yikes.
I also support, though, going hard to defend your friends, but not that hard. I understand wanting to protect a friend or like, but you really shouldn't be seeking revenge on friends' behalf.
Right.
Unless you ask them ahead of time. Say, what do you think about me putting these eggs in these people's boots?
That's, you guys could have conspired against this person together, but
yeah. Taking it upon yourself.
It's not really your place to go into.
And obviously
your battle.
She's going to look like the guilty one.
But I can understand why you did it because you want to help your friend. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Real sorry about that.
Yeah. Don't really know what to say about that.
Don't really know what to say.
Okay.
Here's a short one. So, I believe this person, so they say, my boyfriend got so mad at me for not blowing in his breathalyzer and I caused him to fail. Am I the asshole? I believe she means probably to start a car. Like if you get a DUI, you have to blow into one of those things for your car to start. So my guess is that she's saying.
Oh, that's the whole thing?
Yeah.
No, you're not the
asshole. No, you're not the asshole. What
you're
the fuck?
A good person.
You're a good person. Thank you for not doing that.
Boyfriend is the asshole.
He should not be driving if he can't pass a breathalyzer test.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Especially it sounds like he's already been busted, so.
Oh, here we go.
He's got a problem. If anything, you're helping him out.
Am I the asshole for showing up to my friend's church wedding on magic mushrooms?
Oh, that sounds fun.
Church wedding. Okay, so my friend of over 10 years just got married in the Bahamas on Valentine's Day, and I was
lovely.
The best man. Mind you, shrooms are totally legal there. They are in the Bahamas? I didn't know that. That's cool.
Oh, that's cool. I did not know that.
So I decided to take advantage while on the trip. Literally. I would consider myself a recreational drug user and did take precautions while doing so. On the day of the wedding, I met my friend's soon-to-be wife's cousin, of whom we both share the love of these magical mushrooms. So, the afternoon before the wedding, we decided to celebrate early by taking what we thought would be a little trip. 6 hours later, now in the church, about to say my speech, I am on another planet. Oh, bro, that's gonna be stressful.
That's
I was literally walking on clouds. And was very much not at the altar about to talk in front of 100 people. I miraculously held it together and said my cheesy speech for my best friend and his lovely wife. I do not remember anything I said, but I apparently did okay. Although I didn't disrupt anything or anyone, people definitely caught on that I was having a, quote, very good time. Am I the asshole? I mean,
no.
Plus, it's, like, legal there. What the hell? I mean, you run a church, though. It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny, but who gives a fuck?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
I feel like as long as you performed your duties, you didn't mess up too bad.
No.
If you did something weird, like
yeah,
I zoned
like
out and took the ring and threw it, or
I ate it.
I did cartwheels down the aisle or something.
Or if you just straight up like didn't give your speech, but you gave it, you did okay.
Yeah.
You don't
if
remember it, you don't
on,
need to remember
whatever.
It.
People get drunk at weddings all the time.
Yeah,
multiple people were drunk as fuck doing speeches at our wedding. And we appreciated it.
Correct.
It was still great.
Correct.
We definitely knew. And honestly, everyone seemed to be pretty entertained by it. So
it was. It was a good time.
No harm, no foul. I don't think you're the asshole.
No.
I think you had a memorable day. Okay. So this next one I actually found on Reddit, but I really wanted to share it today because it's wild and I really want to hear your thoughts on it.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
All the comments.
Perfect.
Okay. My husband and I, 30-year-old male and 30-year-old female, recently invited 8 friends for lunch and were asked if we could include a new couple, Doug and Sasha, both in their 30s. Sorry, I'm pouring my tea here, really multitasking. We have never met them, but everyone who is invited has. So we said, sure. And at one point, Sasha needed to use the restroom, and I told her to use the master since the other bathroom was occupied.
Got it.
I was helping my husband finish the food when Sasha came out of the master bedroom, bawling and holding something in her hand. At first, I thought she hurt herself, but then she said something to Doug that caused him to drop to his knees, cry, and he began kissing her stomach. What do you think it was?
Oh, no.
All of our friends began screaming and jumping and crying. It was insane. Finally, Sasha tells my husband and I that she is pregnant. Of course, we congratulate both she and Doug, aww, and we gave them a bag for their test at their request.
Oh, okay.
And I will admit that I did find it odd that she brought a pregnancy test and took it at a complete stranger's house.
Sure.
But I did not say that.
Okay.
Once everyone sat down to eat, Sasha said, oh, I have to tell you something if you don't mind. I used one of your pregnancy tests. I just saw them and I had to. I responded confused that I don't have any pregnancy tests. Sasha says, yes, in your drawer. I asked Sasha if she meant the blue box at the back of my lower left drawer, which was closed. And she seemed to realize, which is like, you're kind of snooping at that point.
Yeah.
Lower left drawer in the back.
Yeah.
She seemed to realize that I was pointing out that she basically snooped, and she sheepishly said that the box said pregnancy for pregnancy test. I said, Sasha, the brand is Pregmate, and those are ovulation tests. I do not own pregnancy tests. Did you take an ovulation test?
Okay.
Doug freaked the F out at me, saying that his wife was not an idiot and can read a box.
Wow.
He insisted that Sasha get the test out and show me that I'm wrong. Sasha refused, saying that she didn't need to prove anything to a complete stranger. I took it from your drawer.
Bro, I'd be like, the fuck? You got it from
me. She insisted that they leave immediately. One of the couples thought Doug and Sasha acted ridiculous. The other three couples thought I should have pulled Sasha aside to discuss my concerns,
okay,
and said I was an asshole for saying something in front of everyone. Honestly, the whole situation caught me off guard and everything happened so quickly. The whole thing was bizarre and confusing. I just didn't have time to put the pieces together mentally before asking about the ovulation tests. Also, to clarify, later I found out through one of our friends that Sasha did take an ovulation test and she is not pregnant. She said, also, yes, my husband and I have been privately trying to get pregnant. I am pissed now that my friends are aware.
Mm, okay.
That's kind of shitty. Yeah. Am I the asshole? Is she the asshole?
For saying it in front of everyone and calling her out?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's your
I don't think so.
Test.
I think it's very bizarre that she went into your drawer and took a pregnancy
yeah,
test.
Yeah, why are I would have been like, bestie, especially when they're not even that close.
Yeah, this is their first time meeting her.
Right, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
And I bet you, I think that that chick had an oh shit moment when she was like, I don't need to prove you anything. More so, and needs to leave immediately. More like, oh, that does look fucking weird that I got this from the back left drawer or whatever.
Yeah, because she totally was snooping at a stranger's house in their master bathroom.
Dude, that's weird. I would have called her out.
I thought that was so funny, though, that she accidentally took the
ovulation
test. I had those little Pregmate ones because it's like two lines, too.
Oh, really?
So she was ovulating, and that's what it was indicating.
Okay, but also, she announced it. She's like, I have something to announce, right?
Yeah, she went back and told the whole group.
Yeah, so it's like, how was the host supposed to, like, be like, hey, let's go talk about it elsewhere when you're literally telling the entire table that you're pregnant.
Like she said, it happened so fast. I could easily see you just being like trying to make sense of what happened. Like, I don't have pregnancy tests. Why did you?
What do you mean?
And she was the one who brought it up. Like, thanks. Sorry that I took one of yours.
Right.
She's like, what?
What pregnancy test?
Yeah, I would do the same thing.
Same.
Also, like, why? Why would you want to take a pregnancy test at a stranger's house? Like,
yeah,
you don't
just
know them.
So random.
That's weird.
And then tell everyone away.
That's, I mean,
that you,
whatever, people can do whatever they want. No judgment about when you tell. I feel choice, but
for someone who's a stranger, you've never been to their house. And
I
then
agree.
It'd be one thing if you brought your own, took it, and then decided to tell people. But the fact that you found it in their master,
I think it's a little strange to share that moment of telling your husband with everyone else.
Like, what are their names? Doug and what?
Doug and Sasha.
Yeah.
Sasha came out and told Doug right in front of the whole group. And he drops to his knees crying. And,
damn.
That's so fucking intense.
Wow.
I think they're the assholes, though. She should have been like, oh my gosh, my bad. Like, I can see how it'd be so awkward and uncomfortable.
Oh, it's so awkward.
But to be like, oh, we're leaving. She's not stupid.
Right.
But like, she is.
She is. She was snooping in your drawer. She took the wrong thing. And yeah, she fucked up. So all you're doing is pointing it out.
You have the pregnant, whatever. Yeah. You have that box. Yeah. Does it say ovulation test on it?
Oh, yeah. Clearly. Yeah. It says pregnant ovulation test. Big.
What if they like did that on purpose? To like, what if she like wanted to stir up some drama?
She could have. She was just like what the hell? Just, yeah. That's some weird
that
shit.
That whole thing
do.
Is fucking weird.
I know. I do not think you are the asshole.
I think those are some weird friends.
Yeah. Definitely. Wow. Very spicy there. Okay, how about this one? Am I the asshole for throwing shit into my neighbor's garden? When I was
relatable.
This sounds like the
cheeseburger story.
Yeah, that and then the throwing the dishes out the window.
I was definitely the asshole.
You were definitely the asshole.
People were like, damn, Kendall did some savage shit to her neighbors.
You were savage. Didn't you fuck with some guys like freshly done driveway too or something?
Oh, that was like an accident.
Oh, it was. Oh,
but okay. Yes, that was so embarrassing. That was Halloween. We were trick-or-treating and yeah, this guy had his
driveway.
Yeah, he had his porch reconcreted.
Okay.
On Halloween. Who does that? Stupid. So he put giant caution tape. I thought it was Halloween decor.
Oh, right.
I hopped right over it and he was like, get the fuck off my porch. And I've never ran so fast. I was terrified. I was
that
know,
is
heart-beaty
really
about
stupid
that
though.
For a
like
long
you
time.
Think you would at least have a sign that's like what? No, for real. Yes. Like, this isn't a joke. Please do not come on here.
No, he just had his lights off and then some caution tape. So I was like, oh, it's a creepy.
Creepy house. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
It's Halloween. Mistake. It's caution tape.
That's so funny.
But I did some savage shit to a couple neighbors. So
anyway,
I can't judge you too hard. Right. I'm definitely the neighborhood asshole.
Neighborhood asshole. All right. Well, this one says, when I was six, I used a dog ball thrower to throw dog poo to my neighbor's garden when they were on holiday because my friend was coming around to my house and we wanted to play in the garden. When they came back, they got into a huge fight with our other neighbor because their dog had gotten into the garden before. So they thought it was the other neighbor that let their dog into the garden. I never told anyone it was me, but I still feel bad the accused neighbor moved away because of it. Damn!
I'm confused, though. You threw the shit because he wanted to play in the garden? How does that add up?
Right. Because
you're like,
he
I
wanted
play in
to play in the
garden, so
let me throw the poo into my neighbor's garden.
Huh.
Yeah, question
Your
there.
Your story
Did you
isn't really
play
adding
poo?
Up here.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. But going off of what you've said, that's hilarious, honestly. But that's really sad that the person moved away because they were getting harassed. You should have said something.
Are you sure they moved because of that? They're weirdos
because
if they really moved
neighbor,
the whole ass house. Because they're like, oh.
The whole ass house.
The dog is shitting in our yard. We're going to move.
No, the neighbors that were being accused of doing it moved because they were being harassed. I still feel bad because the accused neighbor moved away because of it.
I feel like there's got to be more reasons why the other neighbor moved away. Nope. Maybe the neighbor was an asshole about multiple things.
But yeah, you are.
They really,
asshole.
They were like that upset. They're like, we were accused of having the dogs in the yard, so we're putting the house
Maybe
up for sale.
Maybe it was like ruining their whole reputation. Like, you are walking by their house, like, boo, tomato, tomato. Like, you fucked
throwing shit at their house. I don't know. Not in today's market. I don't know if you would do that.
True.
Well, actually, maybe you would. It's a good seller's market.
Yeah, it's a great time to sell your house.
Fight with your neighbors. Put your house up.
Damn. Yeah.
Still want to know your reasoning. I think you're kind of the asshole because there's no reason.
Yeah,
here.
That doesn't make sense. Maybe you had a typo, but yeah, as far
if
as you throwing the dog
dicks,
poo
then maybe
into my neighbor's garden when they were on holiday because my friend was coming around to my house. We wanted to play in the garden. Maybe you're talking about your own garden. Did you all have gardens and your dog shit was in your garden, so you threw it in the neighbor's garden? I don't know. A little confused on that one.
Yeah, I'm confused. I think you need to let us know your reasoning and then we can determine if you are the asshole or not.
But as of now, you are said asshole.
Yes.
No offense.
Confirmed. Okay, so this next one is titled, Am I the Asshole for Telling My 8-Year-Old Nephew Where Babies Come From?
Yikes.
We will get to that when we come back from our break.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right. Am I the asshole for telling my 8-year-old nephew where babies come from?
Oh, no.
I, 29-year-old female, and my brother, 36-year-old male, have a precarious relationship. What does precarious mean?
Dude, I literally don't know.
Precarious.
Precarious?
It means not securely held or in position. likely to fall or collapse. Okay, so not a great relationship.
Okay. Kind of on the fence relationship.
All right.
I see.
Rocky relationship.
He is extremely religious and has some conservative views, while I am spiritual but not religious and consider myself more liberal. Our mom died about 5 years ago. However, this has bonded us closer together and helped us settle some of our differences. Our biggest issue at the moment has been my SIL, who does not... What's SIL?
Sister-in-law.
Right. Who does not approve of me or my way of life.
Mm.
I work at a strip club part-time.
Ah.
And she thinks that I'm going to encourage their 8-year-old son and 6-year-old daughter to go down the wrong path.
So fucking stupid.
I would never disclose to those kids what I do for a living, let alone encourage it. So this makes me upset, understandably.
Yep.
My brother is usually neutral on this matter and doesn't really seem to care what I do. But recently, we had a huge fight. I was babysitting the kiddos, and they had both gone up for bed a few hours before. So I was just relaxing on the sofa. That's the best part of babysitting.
Best. Then you could raid their pantry.
Yes.
Dude, it's so fun.
Late night mac and cheese.
Oh, hell yeah. Great time.
I miss babysitting, honestly. Well, yes, it's starting over for me now.
Don't worry, it's starting for you now.
Constant babysitting. Okay, anyway. So the kids go upstairs. She's relaxing on the sofa.
Great.
And her nephew comes downstairs after apparently having a bad dream.
Okay.
I let him sit up with me while we go about chatting about him becoming an older brother again because her sister-in-law is 6 months pregnant. He is very excited and he's super interested in the pregnancy and always asks questions about it. He then asked the dreaded question, where do babies come from?
Mm.
And I told him a very, what I thought was, PG version of the truth. I said that when a mommy and daddy want a baby, they do a special grown-up hug, which is not for kids, and the daddy's sperm meets mommy's eggs and that cooks up a baby. And he seemed to accept this and went back to bed just fine.
Okay, so far, I feel like that's not that weird.
I don't know. We'll discuss.
Okay.
But a few days ago, I got a text from my brother that he was furious with me. When I asked what I did wrong, he claimed that my nephew had asked him what sperm was and how it gets to the mommy's egg. They had asked him how he knew those terms, and he had told them about our conversation. Sister-in-law was very upset and says that she wants to teach her kids abstinence. She says that I'm a bad influence and doesn't want me to see the kids for a while. I'm really hurt because all I did was tell them the truth, but maybe I crossed the line. Lay it on me, Sessies. You go first. Tell
okay.
your thoughts.
I think that... I don't know. I don't think you're the asshole because you weren't like... You didn't talk about what sex was and how it's like this, you know, super naked, like things go inside
super
things.
Super,
things go inside things, that type. Like mm-hmm. you said, they have a special hug. And then basically you said like two chemicals meet up together and that's how the baby is made.
But she didn't say chemicals. She said
sperm and egg. Which I think is a little bit harder for an 8-year-old because that, yeah, leads to more questions.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel bad for you because I feel like you had good intent. Like,
yeah.
I don't think you were down there trying to corrupt your kid. Also, the fact that the mom is trying to teach them abstinence, that's like fine and everything. But I mean, that doesn't like abstinence your whole life or like abstinence till like I feel like that doesn't really have anything to do. So the kid will never know what sex is.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's
kind of
really,
a weird reasoning for
that's
why
what I'm
she
saying. It's a weird reasoning.
Still want to educate them. But that's how a lot of parents go about it that teach abstinence. They just don't tell them anything.
But then you're going to find out in school when.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Kids are talking about it and they're going to be very confused and probably a little scared.
But that's how a lot of parents go about it. It's
true.
Crazy.
My parents never talked to me about sex. I had to learn
not
it
at
school.
All.
Nope.
Wow.
I was never taught. And like,
well, see, some parents won't even let their kids do the sex ed at school.
Oh,
they'll pull them right out for
and
that.
And see, I know my parents didn't do that because my parents just didn't care about my school, but I love them. But I learned like through my friends at school and like I learned through the internet and that wasn't a good way to learn.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, that's not a good way to learn. I think she's the asshole though.
Okay.
Not that she's an actual asshole, but for the sake of this game we're playing here, I think you definitely crossed a line telling him sperm and egg.
Yeah.
I think that's where you messed up. I think the special hug thing could have been a possible... That one's hard too because then he's going to ask questions about it. I think the proper response would have been like,
go
ask your mom and dad.
True.
Because it's just not your place.
That's
no matter
point.
What, even if you're a niece. Like, I'd be pissed if you were the one who told my kid.
Sure.
and did it a way that I didn't want. Right.
Yeah.
I'd be mad at anyone.
I can understand that.
You know, like it's just not, you know, late at night with the babysitter. That reminds me of how I found out.
Well, okay.
My neighbor, older neighbor told me.
Yeah. We all know that. You hid behind the couch.
Freaking creepy.
But that was also like a kid telling you. This is like.
Yeah.
But okay. I guess, in this situation, maybe you are the asshole, especially once you just brought up the idea, like, it's not your kid, so it's probably not your place to tell. Like, if your kid came up to me and was like, how are babies made? I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah,
ask
talk
your mom.
To mom and dad. Yeah. But I agree with you. It clearly wasn't
in like a creepy
in
way.
In a malicious way or anything like that. And that doesn't mean I necessarily agree with the parents.
But I also think
that
the
way that they're going about this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't agree with the fact that they're now just like, trying to not have you see the kid. I feel like that's not fair to the kid. That's assholey on their part.
But
that's not fair.
That's how, I mean, everyone gets to raise their kids the way they want. And those are boundaries
True.
I think should be respected whether or not
we agree
with them.
True.
Like, I personally don't agree with the way these people are parenting. But if they're afraid that she'll say other things in front of the kid.
Right.
You know, some parents go the sheltered route.
Right,
they want
right.
them to not be around anything that could possibly.
Which I guess is your choice to do as a parent.
Do I agree with it? Do I think it's smart? Probably not,
right.
But it's their right. So
this is very interesting.
Think you're the asshole. Yeah,
like getting your perspective now as like a new mom, and then like us that are like not
I'm a dog mom.
It's really interesting getting this perspective because like I feel like maybe a year ago, I don't think you would have thought it like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I could be changing.
That's
I'm thinking about a lot of things these days.
Are you gonna let your kids go in through sex ed?
Oh
school?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And pull them out for that.
I know. I
teach
feel like...
them as much as you can about that. That's where I.
So you don't
more
have to.
More education is better, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm completely opposite of these parents.
Yeah, but I guess it is true. And this, for the sake of it's your kid, you know, you should be able to have control over what the situation is.
Just because it also, maybe they. It's just going to lead to so many more questions. He's only 8.
That's true.
That's a questionable
That's
age
pretty young.
To even tell them about intercourse itself.
Right.
And then if he knows that there's a sperm, he's going to be like, what's a sperm?
Where does that come from?
How does it fly across the air and jump in? Like, what is happening here? And it almost backs you into a corner where you're going to have to answer the questions.
Totally.
I see that. Okay.
No, actually, yeah, I agree. At first, I thought maybe not. But now I think for the sake of this scenario, you're the asshole, even though you didn't mean to be.
No, I don't think you are an asshole, but you were an asshole.
You are the asshole
in
this situation. Yeah. Mistake. Well, I hope it gets better for you.
Yeah, and I hope you and brother are able to work that out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Am I the asshole for thinking of not giving my friend a gift or a letter this year?
Mm.
I gave her multiple gifts on her B-day around 2 years ago with a long letter, and the next year I made an Instagram storyboard. Nobody but her could access.
Okay. A storyboard?
What's that?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that, yeah.
Which had an Alice in Wonderland theme, and I made up a story about her, which basically made her Alice and all the storylines complicated because it kind of was a letter as well, but in storytelling. Okay, so bottom line is in the past, you've done some nice things.
I'm working on that. Holy shit.
I was
going to
say, that probably took a long time.
Where's my storyboard?
Sorry, I'm not making one of those. okay. When my birthday came around and I only got one text from her, it just said, happy birthday. And should I reconsider the friends I currently have as none of them seem to appreciate me nor give me as much attention and detail as I do? Sometimes I think I have gotten used to doing things for others and then people only keep me around for their own benefit. So am I the asshole for not giving my friend a gift or letter this year?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think you're obligated to give someone a gift every celebratory event.
No.
If you feel like you've done a lot,
and they're not repaying.
Out,
they're
know?
Not repaying the gift. I guess you could say.
I would say I don't think you're the asshole because that friend isn't giving you the same energy that you're putting into the friendship.
Right, yeah.
So at that point, cut them off. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, maybe not cut them off like that, but like, I'm just saying, like, reevaluate the situation because why are you wasting your time with somebody who is doing this? Like, I had this exact situation happen to me with a friend, and. Mm-hmm. Went all out, did everything I could, and I got happy birthday. Hope you have a good day for my birthday.
And
I
feel like that
hurts.
It hurts. Such a common thing that people go through of like,
definitely.
You feel like it's more like one-sided friendship.
Yeah. And so, I mean, as long as the other person isn't getting like angry about it,
And if they are, really then no I would bring it up. I'd be like, well, look what I've did these past few years and all you've texted me was happy birthday.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Are they probably know that and they won't say anything.
No.
Yeah. I don't think you're the asshole at all.
I don't think so at all.
No. No asshole for you.
Nope.
Excellent work.
Okay, so this one is the last one for today.
This is a banger.
Am I the asshole for fighting my friend after I caught her kissing my dad?
Damn, Daniel.
Oh, boy. Okay, so this is probably one of the most fucked up entries you are going to get and a very long story. So I'm going to try to make it quick and skip some details. I was best friends with this girl for 10 years and we did everything together. I loved her more than anyone else on the planet. It was Christmas Day and I had just broken up with my abusive ex and I was in a very fragile place. And I get a call from this girl saying that she had a huge fight with her family and had nowhere to go. It being Christmas and her being a very important person to me, I paid for her taxi to my dad's house.
That's nice.
My parents are divorced and I usually spend Christmas Day with my dad. She got there and she was a little emotional, so I comforted her and we went inside to cheer up and start drinking. A couple hours later, I headed into the kitchen to get some more wine, and when I returned, her tongue was in my dad's mouth.
Damn, oh boy. Bro, oh, that's boy. A fucking sight.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I mean, on Christmas Day, of all fucking days.
Yeah, really?
Christmas.
God.
I stood there for a few seconds in shock and then thought, oh, hell no.
Well,
I loudly asked them what the fuck is going on and they both began trying to explain themselves. Furious, I asked her to leave and she refused, saying that she had nowhere else to go. We began screaming and shouting at each other. I was devastated that these two people were the only two people in the world I thought I could trust. And I felt the anger building inside me. And next thing I know, I start throwing hands.
Damn.
Fuck yeah. We fought for a while.
Dude, I can just picture this playing out.
Seriously, on Christmas Day, they're like dressed as elves in their pajamas or something.
Christmas jammies are like throwing hands because her friend's tongue is down her dad's throat. Jesus.
We fought for a while. And when I realized what I was doing and that I was actually really hurting her, I stopped and I told them to never speak to me again and I left. I spent the rest of Christmas night outside crying.
Oh my gosh. So sad.
That's heartbreaking.
God, how stressful.
I blocked her and everything, and I've never spoken to her since.
Damn.
The police were called, but charges were dropped.
Why were the police called? I'm confused.
Probably because they were fighting.
Oh, right.
Maybe she called, the friend called.
Got or it. The dad called.
Started beating the shit out of her. So.
Damn. Okay.
Me and my dad did make up in time, but it took a lot of work and apologizing for me to forgive him. Yeah, I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, Dad,
fuck.
No, absolutely not. This girl tells everyone that hears about this that she did nothing wrong and that it was my dad trying to kiss her and she pushed him away. But luckily for me, I had front row seats to the incident and I saw exactly what happened and they were both to blame.
Mm.
Fast forward 6 months and I get a DM from this girl's brother. He knew what had happened as I made sure her family knew the real reason I had done what I did.
Okay.
Her brother asked if I want to go out for a drink. I thought about it for a while and then decided to accept because initially I thought I was kind of getting her back. But after a while, I started to actually catch feelings for him and we ended up having a 2-year relationship, which this girl was furious about.
Okay.
I convinced myself I had done nothing wrong. We weren't friends anymore and I didn't owe her the loyalty or any loyalty after what she did to me. But some people hear this story, get really mad at me and think I was too harsh on this girl. It's been 3 years now since it happened and I still go back and forth with myself over if what I did was wrong or right. So I'm just wondering from an outside perspective, am I the asshole? Added extras. This girl has also made out with my brother years before this incident and has made out with other close friends, stepdads behind their
back. Ew, wait. Okay, hold on.
This girl's fucking out of control. Yeah, that changed everything.
What in the fuck? So your dad and his son / your brother made out with the same bitch?
Yeah. Ooh, that is nasty.
Wait, no. And other friends' stepdads.
Yeah. Okay, no. So this girl's just a daddy lover.
Yeah, I think she's the asshole. She kind of might need a little
intervention.
Okay, I know I'm not condoning violence, of course.
He kind of's like, I'm so proud of you for beating the shit out of her.
However, I do feel like I might...
If someone started
making out with my dad,
what do you do?
Well, I would need to go to fucking punch therapy.
Them.
Ew.
You got it. I would like pull some hair.
Yeah.
I'd be so pissed. I'd be so fucking mad. Okay,
why
I'd be more upset
think...
with my father.
Yeah, same.
I'd be like devastated. Like, yeah. Like, I'll never talk to you again.
Weirdo.
Situation.
Why are outsiders pissed at you for dating her brother when you guys, when A, she screwed you over like that, and B, it's not like you guys are friends anyways. You have no relationship.
I think the outsiders are mostly mad that she beat the girl up.
Oh, well.
So is she the asshole for beating her up is really the question.
No.
I don't think so. But I guess some would agree. Should you never resort to violence? No matter if your friend is jamming their tongue down your dad's throat on Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day!
I'd be like, bitch, for real? And then you just sit outside in the cold on Christmas.
That's really fucked up.
I think, you know what? I mean, I didn't see the fight. I don't know how far you went. Was there black eyes? Did you
personally,
knock out teeth?
I think fighting is like the stupidest thing ever. But... I've never been wronged to that degree on Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I can't say you're not the asshole because you really should never beat someone up. But
yeah, we can't condone violence here legally. I mean,
legally. Can't.
But also,
you're not the asshole. She's the asshole for sure.
But I think I kind of am into the fact that you dated her brother.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you like.
And not just to get back at her.
Right.
She actually likes him.
Yeah. Good.
In the other 2 years.
Good.
Yeah.
No, let I don't think you're the asshole. That's a really fucked up thing to do. That is insane. What the fuck?
Right in front of you, too.
Ew.
How much were you guys drinking? My God.
I'm going to throw up.
Also,
that.
Especially because, like, they opened up their house to her because she had gone in a fight with her.
Yeah,
and then she's the asshole.
Actually, you know what? I take it back because you said get the fuck out, and the bitch was like, no, I have nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
Well, you can't be here.
So
leave. The fuck? Go to the movie theater. I would be pissed. If my friend was making out with my dad and I said get out and they said no,
those hands are throwing.
I think my go-to move would be to call the police on her because that would almost be better.
Like someone refuses
would you
to get out of my
fight?
House.
I don't know if I'd actually.
I've never fought. That's why it's really hard for me to figure that out.
But
I've never thrown
happened,
hands at anyone in my life.
Like picture,
I'm trying
Sydney
to picture
and your dad on Christmas.
Ew. Throw.
And your dad's wearing his little Christmas outfits.
Oh my God.
Would you throw hands with Sydney?
He's
got the tree. Oh. No. I would need to send my dad to a psych ward if that was the case. I'd be like, bro,
yeah.
With peace and love, you have no idea what's going on.
He would never do anything like that. But
no. But also, yeah.
I think she's the asshole. Her friend's the asshole.
Yeah. I think your friend's an asshole. That's disgusting.
Especially that she's doing this to other dads. And she did it to your brother. Hell no.
Yeah, she's
that's
a daddy
the final
kisser.
Straw. She deserved what's coming to her.
Yeah. Your brother, too? What's wrong with these people? Why would you? Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
On Christmas, when you open her, when you open your house to her?
No. That's just a big no.
Mm-mm. How long were they friends for? Like 10 years?
Yeah, long time friends.
Yeah, long time. 10 years.
Hell,
we did everything
so
together, and I loved her more than anyone else on the planet.
That is so hurtful.
Fucked up.
No, you're not the asshole.
I was going to say, like, imagine if I was making out with your dad, but now I'm, like, getting really freaked out. Yeah. I was like, we're actually...
Some incest situations here.
Oh, no.
But, like, if we weren't related or something, like, someone who's super close to me...
I guess you're technically not related to my dad.
Okay, that's nice.
He's up for grabs.
Perfect. Oh, my God, I'm going to throw up. Can we end this episode here?
Okay, yeah, this is going too far. You are not the asshole. We all agree. I think we agreed on all of the situations
pretty much.
Did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
That was fun.
That was fun.
I really liked hearing your guys' stories for those. Those were really good. And there was a lot more. So let us know in the comments if you want us to do this again.
Let us know. We will do it. Also, if you have a moment, hit us up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, folks. We also have video on Spotify, so you can watch us there. And it really, really, really helps our show.
It does.
Much more than a YouTube view, which, of course, we still appreciate. But if you really want to help out our show and our statistics and our analytics, go over to those audio platforms. And even if you just, like, follow us or give us a rating or whatever it is, we would really appreciate that.
I kind of explained it last week that you're counted as, like, a third or half of a person when you watch on YouTube.
Is that even what it is?
On Spotify. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, they take our YouTube views into consideration,
kind of,
but not like full views.
Yeah.
It's like really a little weird. Bonus for the advertisers.
I
so
think
it's kinda,
they need to like merge.
They will eventually.
Because like overwhelmingly podcasting we get more views than listens, but that's
it's,
fine.
It's know. Very surprising to me that YouTube hasn't already come out with like a podcast feature.
Totally.
Right?
Oh, I think they probably are working on something like that.
Oh, I'm
come
sure
Come on,
they
YouTube,
are.
Hurry up.
Or is someone going to buy out? Like, I could see, well, I'm not.
Google. Google.
Google's huge.
Yeah.
So we'll
yeah,
see.
Spotify's crushing for podcasts right now. So
it
that's
is.
Where the cool people hang out.
It
go
is.
Check it out.
And it's
go
free.
Join.
You don't have to pay for it. It's totally free to watch, to listen, to whatever.
Yep.
And
it's easier than YouTube.
It
I
is
think.
Much easier. I will say that.
Do you have to actually have a Spotify account to download the episodes? I think you might.
To download, I think, because otherwise, where
so
are you downloading it from?
That
no,
is
but it's
so
easy.
It.
It's free. I mean, you can get a free Spotify mm-hmm. account. It's not like you have to pay or anything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we would really, really, really appreciate that if you hopped over there. Also, we have a TikTok and a highlights channel. So check those out. They're always down below. And I've been on my TikTok game. You said I posted 2 TikToks yesterday, bro?
Two in one day.
TikToks.
I saw one of them. What was your other one?
I had one where, okay.
You did the eyebrow trick. That
yeah,
was amazing.
The eyebrow trick.
Very good.
One
very
of many
good
talents
content.
Things at the top of my resume.
You guys have got to check it out if you want to see.
Yep,
what
that's
we're
right.
About.
Go over to my TikTok if you want to see.
What
but
is it?
Then,
what is it? Tell them the app.
What?
Your TikTok.
Oh,
you tell
oh
them
sorry.
To find you.
Janelle _Fields _, just like all the other social medias.
There you
of
go.
Mine. But then my other one was. Fruity Pebbles now made like little crisps, like
oh,
chips.
I did see that.
This shit is delicious.
I was looking, watching that, and it took me a while before I even realized it was yours. I was just like, ooh, those look good. And I was trying to figure out what they were. And then I like looked down, and it was Janelle Fields.
Hell yeah.
Are
yeah,
those things good? What are they?
They're basically like Fruity Pebbles, like put into little crisps. Like they're like chips, Fruity Pebble chips. And they have like almost like a, you know, like the cereal milk flavor. They have like a little, it's almost like an icing, not really an icing, but like there's some type of coating over it that tastes like the cereal.
Oh.
And they have ones for Fruit Loops too and Honeycombs. So sponsor us cereal. Big cereal fans over here.
Ooh, that would be good to make some type of like little like sweetened milk dip.
Ooh.
You know, and dip those in.
Bitch. Or like little. A cream cheese frosting, like a yogurt mm-hmm. thing or something.
Yes.
Or an ice cream sandwich.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
An ice cream sandwich. Yeah, those were very delicious. I was really impressed with that.
Yeah,
I'm impressed easily, as you can tell.
Very good, very good.
Anyways, that's
all.
It. Thanks for hanging out with us. We love you guys, and we'll see you on the next session.
But
until
then,
keep it fresh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.